Well, it's an information meeting to talk about an overview of the vision of the purpose of this project. We've got Jeff Blonker from Northwater Consulting coming in to talk about what the steps of a resource plan are that he's putting together. We're going to have key people there, some organizations that are involved. Talk about a little bit about the success stories we've done with Coppers Creek. And you're familiar with Coppers Creek. We've done some excellent work in that. And then we're going to carry this over into what we can do in Mill Creek and some of the steps. Talk about the next steps of the project and how the community members, the people who are farmers and landowners of Mill Creek, what they can be involved with and how they can help.
Yeah, and can you kind of speak, I guess, to the end goal? What do you want to accomplish with the watershed plan for some of the landowners in that area?
The resource plan identifies the problems and potential solutions of Mill Creek, what erosion control practices are needed, if there's any wildlife that needs to be developed, water quality needs in the area. And then from this plan, then we will go forth with the implementation, which is the next phase. After you have a plan, then we take that forward to request funding, like we did with Coppers Creek. We request funding for Mill Creek practices that would fit in that area. But we have to have a plan first. You can't just request funding for something you don't know. So you have to have a plan first. Then you'll request funding through the Illinois EPA, through NRCS, any special programs we can put together.
Yeah. And then when you say practices, what are some of the practices that could be in play, I guess, for that area as it relates to conservation?
It could be additional grassed waterways, filter strips, water and sediment control basins, dry dams, grade stabilization structures. We've got some in that area, some bioreactors or saturated buffers to improve water quality from tile lines. It also could be some stream bank stabilization practices all along the Mill Creek and or the tributaries in that area. If you've spent money for fertilizer, for nitrates and phosphates and your soil, your land, you want to keep it on your farm. The last thing you want to do is see your nutrients go down the creek. And the people downstream don't want to see your nutrients on from your farm going down the creek as well. So this is some part of the nutrient loss reduction strategy that we're working with Farm Bureau and all the other organizations to reduce the amount of nitrates and phosphates leaving the land and stay on the farm. It's a water quality benefits and some soil erosion control practices that we can simply put on the farm and keep it where it belongs.